AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says a Gaza ceasefire is very close.
Got a good chance of happening. I may go there sometime toward the end of the week, maybe on Sunday.
Talks are going on in Egypt. The federal government shutdown is grinding into a second week. The AP's Sagar Magani reports there is no obvious end game in sight.
There are quiet bipartisan talks aimed at finding a way out. But publicly, both sides are holding their ground. From Speaker Mike Johnson.
The House is done. The ball is now in the Senate's court.
To Majority Leader John Thune, who says the Democrats' legislation to fund the government simply will not pass.
You tell me. Who is responsible for the government shutdown?
To top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
One sentence sums it all up. Republicans are shutting down the government because they refuse to fix and address the crisis in American healthcare.
As Randy Irwin and other top federal worker union leaders gathered near the Capitol,
Congress, do your damn job!
The Senate again took up dueling bills to end the shutdown. Both again failed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A source tells the AP because of the Trump administration immigration crackdown in Chicago, a soccer match next week at Soldier Field between Argentina and Puerto Rico is being moved to Florida. Meantime, on social media, President Trump says Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson should be arrested because they oppose the crackdown. Pritzker's response?
He's demented, literally, unhinged. And this is somebody who's so insecure that he lashes out pretending that he can come arrest people for no reason at all. He can't. He isn't going to do it. Taco. Trump always chickens out.
An arrest has been made in connection with the setting of California's big Palisades wildfire. This is AP News. A judge in New York dismissed a civil summons against Alex O'Keefe.
He's a former writer for FX's hit show, The Bear. O'Keefe was removed in handcuffs from a Metro North commuter train in the Bronx last month after a passenger complained about how he was sitting. O'Keefe, who is black, says that passenger and transit officers targeted him over race. He captured the incident on his Instagram.
You call the police to arrest the one black dude on the train.
The MTA says O'Keefe had his feet on the seat and did not follow officers' directions to exit the train, so they removed him and wrote him a summons for disorderly conduct. That summons dismissed Tuesday by an administrative judge, a common outcome for such alleged violations. Julie Walker, New York.
All 10 inmates who escaped from a Louisiana prison in May are now back in custody. They had crawled through a hole behind a toilet. Ed Donahue, AP News.